Hello, this is Rick Harmon, and today I'm going to go over part two of the Windows unattended installation process. In part one, we talked about using a floppy disk with the winnt.sif file on it in conjunction with your Windows XP CD or your Windows XP Pro or your Windows 2000 installation CD, whichever you happen to be using. This time what I would like to cover is we're going to do away with the floppy disk portion of this process. So I'm going to show you how we do that. First, you'll need your Windows installation CD. You'll need the winnt.sif file off the floppy disk that we used in the first part. You're going to need something like Nero Burning ROM or some other burning utility, whichever you use, that is able to create bootable CDs or DVDs. The process essentially is the same for either one. And you'll need a boot sector image file. The easiest way to obtain this would be the Windows XP unattended install kit from jfwlite.com, if you haven't already downloaded that from our first part. Once you open that zip file, there are two zip files inside. One is for floppy, one is for CD.
Boot files dot zip, compress left parent zip right parent folder 2KB no 2KB 0 list view not selected. Create bootable CD with sound driver dot zip.
Once you open the file, you'll have the create bootable CD.
Not selected. Create bootable CD with sound driver dot zip 273KB compress left parent zip right parent folder 1/12.
Zip file, and you have the floppy zip file. Let's go into the CD one.
Create bootable CD with sound driver ether. List view not selected. Bootfiles.zip folder tab. Bootfiles.zip.
Here you see a file called bootfiles.zip. We'll take this out. We'll extract the file that's in there out, and that is
open button. Oh, plus cancel button. Open button. Enter. List view. Not selected. Boot.bin.
Boot.bin. This is essentially the boot sector information off of a Windows CD, and we'll need that in our process of creating our new CD. Okay, so put that file somewhere. Make a file or make a folder on your C drive, and in my case I just call it XP CD.
List view not select. Recycle bin Internet Explorer.
Let's see here.
X. Microsoft Outlook.
Oops.
Oh, my com enter. My compute X D other stuff left parent colon right enter. List view not select W. Window at Win XP unattended XP books. 6-11 under XP Win XP unattended setup kit. Window eyes tutorial. VSS underline VSS Visual Studio Virtual P VCLs unattended XP. Enter. List view not selected. Damage. Setup MGR. SP2 deploy. XP CD.
And here's my XP CD folder. Sorry I had to get to that.
Enter. List view not selected. Docs.
Now what I've placed in my XP CD folder is the entire contents from my XP home installation CD. You'll need to take the entire contents from your XP Home, your XP Pro, or your Win2K installation CD and copy it into this folder. I call mine XP CD. You could call it Win2K CD. You could call it XP Pro CD. It really doesn't matter. Just make sure that you put all of your files in there and then you know where that's at. Next, we take our winnt.sif file.
I3 support I386.
And in the CD files that we've copied out to the folder on our hard drive, we go to the I386 folder.
Enter. List view not selected. Asms. The INT. Winter.jp under. Winters.dl underline.
W-I-N-N-T. Winter.
Underline default.py 3dfxvs2k3dgmr3dgmove.cu.in win32k.sci under win32r.bm underline.
Well,
LV menu static sub top icon list details checked. List
L
the arrange icons name checked.
N
size
S
type
T
modified
N
enter leaving menus I386 folder view list view win 3rd end winnt.sif
and copy it into this folder. What that's going to allow us to do is when we create our CD, it's going to look out at the floppy and see there's no floppy there. And then it's going to look into the I386 folder for the winnt.sif file there. And when it finds it there, it's going to execute the instructions in it from there. And that way, we're not going to need the floppy disk. We can do this all from CD. And this is also going to be the first part of the next step that we'll do in part 3, where we'll actually, hopefully, be able to put any of our necessary driver files onto this CD to create as well. But right now, we're not going to do any of that. We're simply putting the winnt.sif file in the I386 folder. So, you're still going to need either sound drivers that are recognized by XP or Windows 2000, or you're going to need a USB headphones or a USB external sound device that is recognized by Win2K or XP automatically. Now the audio device I have, and I've had a few questions about it, is I'm almost positive a C Media, and it's just a USB sound card, plugs into the USB port, about the size of a jump drive, has an 1/8 inch stereo plug in the end of it, and you simply plug that into the computer and plug your speakers into the jack on the device. And Windows will recognize that and switch audio over to it automatically. So you'll need this in this process as well, because we're not going to do anything with drivers yet. That will be in the next part, hopefully. Okay, so we've got all this done. We've got our files off the CD into a temporary folder on the hard disk. We have the winnt.sif file copied over into the I386 folder. And we have our boot file that we got from the unattended XP zip file that you've downloaded from JFW Light or wherever you've gotten it from. All right, the next step we're going to do here is I'm going to talk about how to use Nero Burning ROM to take the boot image file and take the folder that we've created on the hard drive and turn them back into a usable, bootable CD that we can use to do our unattended installation with. Okay, I have Nero Burning ROM up. I also have my instructions from the XP unattended install kit from the JFW Light site. I have the instructions out of the CD, create the CD zip file, not the floppy one. And I'm going to go through this. They give instructions for Nero 5. I'm using Nero 6.6. Most of you are probably using Nero 6 or Nero 7 by now. There's probably not too many of you using Nero 5 anymore. There are considerable differences, so I'm going to go through the instructions to help myself out. And I'm going to also try to explain the differences. Let me slow JAWS down.
JAWS context utility sub menu options sub enter basics dot voices sub enter global adjustment dot enter leaving menus print edit tab 1.75 inches.
I hate JAWS 8 sometimes. It doesn't keep focus half the time and it really sometimes it's becoming a pain.
Alt tab global voice settings. Tab, global voice settings dialog, rate colon 68 left right slider 25%.
Alt plus R.
Okay, it is at 25%, so that's not too bad.
WINNT on the CD, blank. 1. Right parent select CD dash ROM left parent boot right parent.
Okay, so the first thing we need to do is go into Nero and tell it we want to create a bootable CD ROM.
Alt tab, new compilation. Nero Burning ROM, new compilation dialog, multi-session pay tab, new button,
alt plus N,
tab, cancel button, alt tab, multi-session tab, multi-session tab, tab, list view, graphic 324 CD dash ROM left parent ISO right parent. Graphic 551 audio CD. Graphic 396 video CD. Graphic 396 super video CD. Graphic 396 mini DVD. Graphic 324 CD dash ROM left parent boot right parent.
And I don't know why with JAWS 8 in particular, and I think JAWS 7 did it too, when you try to scroll down through this list, it sets and beeps at you all the time. But we've selected CD ROM boot, and I'm going to tab around.
Tab, new compilation dialog, boot page, combo box, CD.
And we need to get to the boot tab.
Tab, Nero Express button, alt. Tab, open dot dot tab, image file radio button checked.
Alt plus I.
Shift tab, open dot 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 button.
Alt plus O.
Shift tab, Nero Express button.
Alt plus X.
Shift tab, combo box, CD. Shift tab, list view, graphic 324 CD dash ROM left pair. Shift tab, new compilation dialog, boot page, boot tab.
Okay, I guess I'm in the boot tab.
Tab, list view, graphic 324 CD dash ROM left parent boot right parent tab, new compilation dialog, boot page, combo box, CD. Tab, Nero Express button,
alt
tab, open dot 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 button,
alt plus O.
Tab, image file radio button checked,
alt plus I.
Alt tab, WINNT on the CD, blank. 3, right parent set KD of emulation colon to no emulation. 2, right parent cell mage file from source of boot image data.
What in the world is JAWS doing?
Alt space, menu, system menu, restore, X, leaving menus, print, edit. 1, right parent select CD dash, blank. 3, right, 2, right parent cell mage file from source of boot image data.
Boy, JAWS is reading this document terribly.
3, right parent set KD of emulation colon to no emulate 4. Right parent set load segment of sectors left parent X. Right parent colon to 07C0.
All right, let me switch back over to Nero. This thing's reading this like crap.
Alt tab, new compilation.
And...
Nero burning ROM, new compilation dialog, boot page, image file radio button checked.
Alt plus I.
CD-ROM left parent boot right parent.
Sometimes I think, really, as JAWS gets further down the line, sometimes I think JAWS is getting worse off. I really don't know. I like 8 in a lot of ways, but in a lot of ways I don't like it. It tends to not read things as well. I've noticed with Microsoft Word, it's just absolutely hideous. It reads things wrong all the time. I just really don't understand it. But, hey... Not to get off on a rant. Okay, what we're listening for here is, let me shift tab.
Shift tab, open dot 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 button.
Alt plus O.
Tab, image file radio button checked.
Alt plus I.
Where we're listening for, where it says image file radio button checked. And I need to up arrow.
Bootable logical drive left parent must fit on the CD. Right, image file radio button checked.
Alt plus I.
And actually, we want to select image file, so if it says...
Bootable logical drive left parent must fit on the
If it says bootable
right
logical drive, then up arrow.
Image file radio button checked.
And change it to image file.
Tab, image file colon edit, e colon backslash unattended xp backslash boot.im.
And you'll browse here for the location of your boot.img file that you grabbed out of Jeff W. Light Windows unattended kit.
Image file colon edit e colon backslash unattended xp backslash tab. Browse dot 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 but tab. Enable expert settings left parent for advanced users only. Right parent checkbox checked.
Alt plus E.
We need to make sure that this is checked.
Enable expert settings left parent for advanced users only. Right parent checkbox checked.
If it's not, go ahead and check it.
Tab, kind of emulation, colon, combo box, floppy emulation, 1.44 MB.
Alt plus K.
We need to set this to none.
Floppy emulation, 1.0, no emulation. No emulation, 105.
Excuse me. Sorry about that.
Tab, boot message, colon, edit, Nero boot dash loader v6.0.
Alt plus S.
We can leave that alone, that's okay.
Tab, load segment of sectors left parent X, right parent colon edit, 07C0.
Alt plus A.
That's a default, and we can leave that alone in this case.
Tab, number of loaded sectors colon edit, 1.
Alt plus U.
We need to change this from 1 to 4.
1. Blank. 4. Number of loaded sectors colon edit, 4. Tab, new button.
Alt plus N.
Tab, cancel button.
Alt plus C.
Now we get to get back up to our tabbed.
Tab, boot tab.
There we go. Now we're going to go
ISO tab.
To the ISO tab.
Tab, list view, graphic 324 CD-ROM left parent boot right parent. Tab, new compilation dialog, ISO page, combo box, CD. Tab, Nero Express button.
Alt plus
tab, open dot 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 button.
Alt plus O.
Tab, data mode colon combo box, mode 1.
Alt plus D.
We need to make sure this is set to mode 1, that's the default.
Tab, file system, colon, combo box, ISO 9660 plus Joliet.
Alt plus F.
We want this. On earlier versions, there's actually a Joliet box you have to check. But on the newer versions, it's a little different. So make sure it says...
ISO 9660 plus Joliet 2 of 3. Tab, file name length left parent ISO right parent colon combo box max of 11 equals 8 plus 3 jars left parent level 1 right parent.
Alt plus I.
And make sure that that's set to 11 characters max, 8 plus 3. Okay, we'll tab again.
Tab, character set left parent ISO right parent colon combo box ISO 9660 left parent standard ISO CD-ROM right parent.
Alt plus
H. And we'll leave that alone.
Tab, allow path depth of more than 8 directories, checkbox checked.
Alt plus D.
We'll leave that alone.
Tab, allow more than 255 characters in path, checkbox checked.
Alt plus N.
And if yours is giving you different options here, make sure that it's actually set like I'm letting it be set here for my defaults. Hopefully your defaults are the same. These all did work for me when I created my CD.
Tab, do not add the apostrophe semicolon when ISO file version extension checkbox checked.
Alt plus E.
Tab, allow more than 64 characters for Joliet names checkbox checked.
Alt plus A.
Tab, new button.
Alt plus N.
Tab, cancel button.
Alt plus C.
Tab, ISO tab, ISO tab. Label tab.
Okay, now we're going to go into the label tab. And this is where it gets really tricky.
Tab, list view, graphic 324 CD-ROM left tab, new combo tab, Nero Express button tab, open dot tab, manual radio button checked.
Alt plus U.
Now let me go back over to my document.
Alt tab, WINNT on the CD, 5. Right parent set number of loaded sectors colon to 4. 6. Right parent press the browse dot 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 button.
Page 4.
Select all files left parent star. Stop blank. Locate the boot sector file left parent boot dot bin right parent and default blank. Set file dash slash directory length to ISO level 1 left parent max of 11 equals 8 plus 3 jars right parent. Blank. Set format to mode 1. Blank. Set character set to ISO 9660. Blank. Check the Joliet checkbox.
And we've went through all this.
Blank. Check all relax ISO restrictions. Blank. Select ISO 9660 from the drop-down box. Blank. Quote star note the name of the label below is for XP Home Edition Retail if you are using a...
Okay, this is the label information.
Different version. You can find the correct volume label by inserting the disk in your CD drive and then reading the label from Windows Explorer from that drive. Make sure it corresponds to what you put in the volume label system identifier. Volume set and the application quote. Blank. Enter the volume label as WXHFPP underline N.
What I did is I copied this information here. And this is pertinent to XP Home, as the instructions say. If you're using XP Pro or Win2K, you're going to need to get the volume label information from that disk.
N, T, E. Enter. Blank, blank, period. Blank, space, enter, the, volume, label, as, WXHFPP, X, W, W, P, select, underline, selected, E, select, N, select, space, selected, space, unselected.
And I'm going to copy that.
Copied.
I'm going to tab back to Nero.
Alt tab, new compilation, Nero burning ROM, new compilation dialog, label page, manual radio button checked.
Alt plus U.
CD-ROM left parent boot right parent.
I set this to manual.
Tab, ISO 9660 colon edit, WXHFPP underline NU.
Alt plus I.
Now, what we need to do here...
ISO 9660 colon edit, WXHFPP underline NU. ISO 9660 colon edit, WXHFPP underline NU.
Okay, and it's got my settings in here from the last time I, So, I just went ahead and copied, or pasted, in here, with the information we selected.
Pasted. ISO 9660 colon edit WXHFPP underline NUX underline NU.
Uh-oh.
N-E-U-P.
And I messed that completely up.
Blank. ISO 9660 colon edit. Pasted. ISO 9660 colon edit WXHFPP underline N.
And I'll tab.
Tab, Joliet colon edit, WXHFPP underline NU.
Alt plus J.
And you would paste that here, too.
Tab, more labels button.
Alt plus N.
Tab, new button.
Alt plus N.
Alt shift tab, more labels button.
Alt plus N.
Now we need to press this more labels button.
Space, new compilation dialog, more labels dialog, ISO 9660 Joliet, system identifier colon edit.
Alt plus S.
System identifier colon edit.
And this is the system identifier, so I need to go back to my instructions.
Alt tab, WINNT, blank. Enter the system identifier as WXHFPP underline N.
Which is the same information, so we go back over to Nero.
Alt tab, new compilation dialog, more labels dialog, ISO 9660 Joliet, system identifier colon edit.
Alt plus S.
CD-ROM left parent boot right parent.
Let me paste this in.
Pasted. System identifier colon edit WXHFPP underline N. Tab, system identifier colon edit.
And I'll paste it here too.
Pasted. Tab, volume set colon edit.
Alt plus V.
Volume set.
Alt tab, WINNT on this blank. Enter the volume set as WXHFPP underline N.
Same thing.
Alt tab, new compilation dialog. More.
So I'll paste it here.
Pasted. Tab, volume set colon edit.
Paste it again.
Pasted. Volume set colon edit WXHF tab, publisher colon edit.
Alt plus P.
Okay, let me go back to my file and get that information.
W-I-N-N-T blank. Enter the publisher as Microsoft underline corporation. N-T-E space, the publisher as Microsoft underline corporation. I am T select underline select C select art beat oops art selected T I oops and selected space selected space unselected.
And I'm going to copy that.
Copied. Alt tab. New compilation dialog. More labels dialog. ISO 9660 Joliet. Publisher colon edit.
Alt plus P.
CD dash ROM left parent boot.
And I'm going to paste the information here.
Pasted. Tab. Publisher colon edit.
And I'm going to paste it again.
Pasted. Tab. Data preparer colon edit.
Alt plus D.
And I need to switch back to my information.
Alt tab. WI blank. Enter the data preparer as Microsoft underline corporation.
Same thing.
Alt tab, new compilation dialog, more labels dialog, ISO 9660 Joliet, data preparer colon edit.
I'm going to paste this in.
Tab, data preparer colon edit. Pasted.
And the reason it asks for the information twice, it's asking for it in the ISO 9660 mode, and it's also asking for it in the Juliet mode. So just be aware of that. You have to enter a lot of this twice.
Tab, application, colon, edit, Nero burning ROM.
Alt plus A.
Okay, I'm into application. I need to go back to my information.
Alt tab, W-I-N-N-T on the CD, blank. Enter the application as WXHFPP underline N. Enter the application as WXHFPP underline N. The application as WXHX, W, P, underlines. E select N space selected space unselected.
Copy that.
Copied. Alt tab. New compilation dialog. More labels dialog. ISO 9660 Joliet. Application colon edit. Nero burning ROM.
Alt plus A.
CD.
And then paste this in here.
Tab. Application colon edit. Nero burning ROM.
Paste it in here.
Pasted. Tab. Copyright file colon edit.
Alt plus Y.
And we don't have a copyright file.
Tab. Copyright file colon edit.
I don't think. Let me check.
Select use the date and time from the original file from file dates. Blank. Blank. Check right.
Okay.
Alt tab. More labels. New compilation dialog. More labels dialog. ISO 9660 Joliet. Copyright file colon edit. CD-ROM left tab. Abstract file colon edit.
We don't have an abstract file. You can leave those blank.
Tab. Abstract file tab. Bibliographic file colon edit.
We don't have one of those either.
Tab. Bibliotab. OK button.
Alt plus O.
Now when we get to the OK button, press your space bar on it.
Space. Nero burning ROM. New compilation dialog. Label pay tab. New button.
Alt
tab. Cancel but tab. Label tab.
And we're back up to the label tab. We're going to press our right arrow to go to the next tab.
Dates tab.
And we're going to tab into here.
Tab, list view, tab, new compilation tab, Nero Express button,
alt
tab, open dot tab, set volume creation and modification checkbox not checked.
Alt plus S.
Tab, set volume effective and expiration checkbox not checked.
Alt plus V.
Tab, use the date and time from the original file radio button checked.
Make sure that this is checked.
Use the date and time from the original file radio button checked 1 of 3.
Make sure it's set that way.
Tab, new button.
Alt plus N.
Tab, cancel button.
Alt
tab, dates tab.
Back up to the tabs.
Missed tab.
Don't need anything in here.
Burn tab.
And in burn, we're just going to
new tab, new compilation tab, Nero Express tab, open dot 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 button.
Alt plus
tab, determine maximum speed checkbox not checked.
Alt
tab, simulation checkbox not checked. Tab, right checkbox checked.
Alt plus W.
Make sure right's checked.
Tab, right speed colon combo box. 40x left tab, right method colon combo box. Disk dash at dash once.
Make sure the right method is set to disk at once.
Tab, number of copies colon edit. One tab, seamless link checkbox checked. Tab, use multiple recorders checkbox. Tab, do a virus check before tab. New button.
Alt plus it.
Tab, cancel button.
Alt plus E.
Tab, burn tab.
Okay, and actually I need to go back to new.
Shift tab, cancel button, shift tab, new button.
Alt plus N.
Now we're finished putting all of our information in here. I do it. One thing I do need to tell you.
Tab, cancel tab, burn tab.
And in the burn, the,
Missed dates, label, ISO tab, boot tab.
The boot tab.
Tab, list view, graphic 320 tab, Nuka tab, Nero Express button tab, open ... button.
Alt
tab, image file radio button checked tab, image file : edit, \\ unattended xp / boot.im.
I've got mine to set to boot.im, boot.img. I think that's different than the one actually. So let me show you something here.
Tab, browse ... button.
Alt plus B.
Let's actually do a browse.
Space, new compilation dialog, open dialog, file name : edit combo. Shift tab, not selected image, not selected image. Set up MGR. Tab, file name : edit combo.
I'm going to go down to the
tab, files of type : combo box, boot - image - files left parent star .ema right parent.
The files, the file types.
Boot - image - all files left parent star right parent.
And you want to set that to all before you go looking, because Nero's looking for certain file extensions, and ours may be different.
Shift tab, file name : shift tab, folder view, list view, not selected image. Shift tab, toolbar, my recent documents, but tab, folder view, list view, not selected image.
Okay.
And boot.in.
And there's the file I use.
Enter, open dialog.
Alt plus B.
Nero burning ROM, new compilation dialog, boot page, browse ... button.
Alt plus B.
So when you're browsing for your file, just make sure that in the file types and the dialog, set it to all. That way you're able to find your image file, because otherwise it may not see it, because Nero looks for its own types first. Okay.
Tab, enable tab, kind tab, boot mess tab, load tab, not tab, new button.
Alt plus N.
We're going to go to the new button. I'm going to press my space bar.
Space. CD-ROM left parent boot right parent compilation. Three view. WXHFPP _ N new. Tab, list view. Tab, three view. XPCD opened.
And now I'm in my compilation, and I'm going to find my XPCD folder that I created.
Tab, list view, not selected docs file folder 3/17/2006/11:54:38 PMD.
And I'm going to select all of that by a control A.
Selected docs.net xi 386 support value at autorun.inf readme.
Then I'm going to do a control 1 to copy
control 1
all that information into my compilation list.
Tab, three view, WXHFPP _ N new opened. Tab, list view, not selected docs 7KBF. Tab, three view, XPCD opened. Tab, list view, docs file folder 3, tab, three view, WXHFPP _ N new opened. Docs, dotnets, I386 closed, support closed, value at closed.
Okay.
Oh, WXHFPP _ N new opened.
That's my compilation folder list.
Shift tab, list view, docs file folder 3, .NET, I386 file folder 1/12/2007/6:14:11 PMD. Support value at file folder. Shift tab, 3 view, XPCD opened. Shift tab, list view, not selected docs 7KBF.
Okay, looks like I have everything copied in to where I need it. So once that's done, then we can go ahead and do our burn.
Menu bar, file, edit,
E,
view,
V,
recorder,
R,
menu, recorder, menu, choose, burn compilation ... control plus V.
O.
Enter, leaving menus, burn compilation dialog, burn page, determine maximum speed checkbox not checked.
Alt plus N.
CD-ROM left parent boot right parent. Tab, simulation checkbox not checked.
Alt plus
tab, right checkbox checked.
Alt plus W.
Make sure the right's checked.
Tab, right speed : combo box, 40x left pair tab, right method : combo box, disk -at once.
Alt make sure the right method is disk at once.
Tab, number of copies : tab, seamless link tab, use motive tab, do a virus check tab, burn button.
Alt plus E.
And then we press our burn button. I'm not going to burn a disk since I've already burned one. But once the burn's complete and you get a successfully created CD, then you can close Nero out.
Alt F4, list view, not selected docs 7, Alt F4, Nero burning ROM, N, WINNT on the CD, W-driver, Alt F4, Microsoft Word dial, N, desktop, folder view, list view, my computer.
Okay, and we're finished creating our CD with Nero at this point. Now, to summarize everything here, this process is pretty complicated. It's nowhere near as easy as the floppy method was, but a lot of people nowadays don't have floppy drives, so you know that kind of gets difficult. But in part one, I just wanted to start from the very basics. Now in part two, you know, we're getting a little bit more complicated. So let's just go over again basically what you need to do. You need your winnt.sif file from your floppy disk that you used in part one. You need your Windows CD. We need to select all the files off the Windows CD and copy them into a temporary folder on the hard drive. I call it my temporary folder XPCD. You can call yours whatever you want. We need to copy all the files from the CD onto the hard drive. Then we need to go to that XPCD folder or whatever you've called it. Find the I386 folder. Go into it and copy in your winnt.sif file into that folder. Then you can close that all out. Then you need to get your boot image file from whatever source you're going to use. Typically you can get it out of, like I said, the XP unattended install kit from www.jfwlite.com. There's two zips inside of that zip. One's for floppy, one's for CD. Go into the CD one and find the boot files and copy that boot file out of there. Make sure you know where that's at. Put it somewhere you know where it's at. Get the instructions out of there, or try to go by my instructions. Either way you want to do it, because there's a lot more in their instructions that we're not covering at this point, and I've purposely skipped, because we're not going to do any slipstreaming or driver installations at this point. So if you do use it, find the Nero section and try to follow along there. But then we need to go into Nero, tell Nero we want to create a bootable CD-ROM. Go into the burn tab, the ISO tab, the labels tab, the dates tab, the burn tab. Set everything like I tried to explain. Then once we're done with that, click New to get into Nero. Find your XPCD folder or whatever you called it. Select all of that information. Copy it down to your compilation list. And then tell Nero you want to burn it. Make sure your right buttons or your right check mark is clicked. Make sure your disk, the writing method is a disk at once, and basically then you can tell it to burn. Once that's complete, take your CD out, go over to the computer where you want to do your unattended installation, put the CD in, reboot the computer. As the computer starts to boot, start pressing your space bar every couple seconds. So when it says boot from CD, you know, we hit that message and it starts booting from the CD. It'll start reading our CD. It'll look for a floppy. It won't find it. Then it'll go ahead and try to read the WinNT.sif information out of the I386 folder. And it will execute those instructions from there, and it will go on with the unattended installation process, just as we did in part one. Once that's finished, if you have sound drivers already, then you can do a Windows U to bring Narrator up, fill in the remaining information. Or if you don't have sound drivers and you have USB headphones or USB sound device, you can plug those in and do your Windows U to bring Narrator up and go through there. Finish filling out all your information and then get Windows back up. Excuse me. Once you're to that point, you can go ahead and install JAWS and your sound drivers and whatever other drivers you need to get Windows fully functional, and off you go. I realized that this tutorial was a little complicated. It's a little hard for me to explain. I hope I did a good enough job and everybody can follow it. It is rather complicated. So if you're not sure what you're doing, be very careful. You don't want to end up with your information being lost off your computer. Like I said in part one, the unattended installation takes hard disk zero and wipes it completely. So if you got one hard drive in your system and you got three or four partitions on it or whatever, you probably don't want to do this because it's going to turn that hard disk into one big partition for a C drive. This is basically doable for people like myself that have a C drive all by itself on one hard disk, and your other partitions, if you have any, are on other hard disks. So be aware of that. You will lose all of your information on hard disk zero. So make sure you've got everything backed up that you need backed up before attempting any of this. If you're just going through part two and you haven't went through part one, I suggest you listen to that information too. There may be stuff on there that's pertinent. So make sure you do that and don't just listen to part two by itself. Hopefully here sometime soon I will be able to do a part three, and we'll start putting drivers in, our sound drivers and whatever else we need. And hopefully I'll be able to do that pretty soon. I've not tried it yet. I still don't know how to do the process. I'm learning as you're learning, so, if I'm not being real clear, please bear with me, because I'm learning to do this too, basically at the same time as I'm teaching all of you to do it. Okay, that pretty much wraps this segment up. I hope it's been helpful. I hope you've enjoyed it, and good luck to you. I hope you can create a CD-ROM now to do your unattended Windows installations. Another couple things I wanted to say, the corrections for part one. Somebody asked, do you need the boot file from Setup Manager if you go that route? No, you do not. You just need the winnt.sif file. And if it doesn't call that, rename it to that. Another couple people have asked me about the USB sound device. You can either pick up USB headphones, which should be recognizable to XP and 2000 automatically. Or you need to buy a USB sound card, I believe they call them. You need to find one that doesn't need any additional drivers. The one I have is very simple. It was about $20. I believe it's a C-Media. I don't know if that's the brand or not, but that's what it identifies as. And that was purchased by a friend for me, so I don't have a lot of details on it. But it's automatically recognized by XP in 2000, so comes in very handy, like in my situation here where I don't have a sound card that's recognized by XP automatically. Okay, that's about it. So we'll see you next time. Have a good one. Bye. This is my contact information. If you would like to contact me for whatever reason, for a PC question or a comment on an audio recording or podcast that I've done, you can contact me at the following places. My website is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. My MSN is rharmon928@hotmail.com, and that's rharmon928. My email address is rharmon@blind-geek-zone.net. Please feel free to contact me with any comments or questions you may have, either about my website, my audio recordings, or anything else you might want to comment on.